Concert speeches, crowds, videos of New Zealand enjoying its summer. Feels like portals into another universe. By Brian Ngei. For months now, I have been watching videos from my home country that inspire the same cringing awe, the same guttural queasiness, as watching someone eat a Tide Pod or free climb a crane. For instance, while much of the world welcomed 2021 from home, for some revelers, 20,000 of them in New Zealand, swarmed to the Rhythm and Vines Festival, held annually at a vineyard near Gisborne, which has billed itself as the first city in the world to see the sunrise of a new year. The festival is practically a pilgrimage site for teenagers and 20-somethings who get drunk at neighbouring campgrounds and then congregate for a bacchanal, including questionable acts behind the sparse coverage of the vines. All par for the course at a music festival. But the videos from this year's event are so jarring that they might as well be a rip in the time-space continuum. A local Instagram account posted one striking clip. Masses of partiers, thousands upon thousands of young people packed tight against one another, seemingly without even the thought of masks, bopping in unison to the DJ Duo Lee Matthew's spin on a Flume remix of the Disclosure track You and Me, one of the big songs of the summer of 2013 when I attended the festival myself. In another video, this one at Rhythm and Alps, a sister event on the country's South Island, we see another scene that Americans might find impossibly distant from their own recent experience. Two female police officers sitting on the shoulders of their male colleagues, mixed in among drunken revelers and fist-pumping along to a hit by the locals' band 660.